Just beginning in a comfortable, either upright seat or well-supported posture, whether sitting or lying down. And we'll sit for about half an hour with some instructions in the beginning, some silence, and a short chant at the end. Beginning in a way that reflects our intention for the whole of practice. Coming into contact with ourselves with an attitude of kindness, gentleness, patience, ease. And ease here doesn't mean that everything is always easy. It means that the attitude is non-stressful. It doesn't mean there's no progress in practice or nothing to cultivate or nowhere to get to, but that the way we enter and proceed in our practice has a tone of kindness, gentleness, patience, simple presence to it. So we set up the posture of the body to reflect these beautiful qualities. If you're in any kind of upright posture, one of the first places we might find what's called the middle path is between the wholesome gesture of sitting in a very relaxed way and the wholesome gesture of uprightness, of sitting tall, of brightening the breath through the whole vertical channel of the body. And here you might take a few full breaths, really inviting the body to fill with breath. We're feeling toward the quality of non-urgency, non-stress. If the full breath feels good, it feels like it nourishes the body, brings brightness to the body, then continuing with it in a way that's comfortable. If relaxing the breath, settling into a more fully unguided breath, just The body breathing itself. And then we relax toward that. And again, the same middle path between encouraging a kind of fullness of energy, brightness through the breath body. And an ease or nourishment that can come as we relax and let be. We'll come through a short reflection on the quality of enough. I'll encourage us to hold the sense of the breath rising and falling in the body, through the whole body, as the through line of this reflection. So just letting the words that I say float through. Let your primary attention be with the whole body, breathing, resting, in the easeful path between brightness and softness, feeling the breath in the whole body. We feel toward the quality called enough as a way to remind ourselves that contentment and even joy is possible right in the middle of the imperfect world, the imperfect life, the imperfect day, the imperfect meditation. And begin by feeling the body, the quality of comfort or discomfort that's here, however it's manifesting, however health is manifesting. And we can reflect that whatever the various ailments we have, even if quite difficult, because we are here and able to practice, able to come into meditation, and we're not in such crisis that we cannot do this, and we could say, for health, there's enough. Enough to practice, enough to be here. And that means enough to be well in the heart. Well enough. So the reflection can be healthy enough. And just notice what that's like. There's gratitude, resistance, disagreement. Or if there's a sweet spot where something we didn't know was holding on might relax. Nothing needs to be fixed in the health realm right now, in this moment. Healthy enough. And we let that part of our concern relax. Let's take the realm of food and nourishment as the second of the four requisites that we'll look at. For their enoughness, notice if you're hungry. But notice that you're not starving. You're not painfully hungry. Or else you would be doing something about it, out trying to find the food you need. And so in this moment, there's enough, enough food. You're nourished enough. And so we can set down stress for food from the heart for this moment. Enough food. I have enough. And so we let go for the moment a little deeper. And the same reflection for shelter. Whatever the story you have with your home or house right now, there is shelter. So then the reflection, enough, there is enough. And we can set down the long story of trying to find home or stabilize home or improve the home. That in this moment, there's enough. It's not true for everyone, but if it's true for you, then feeling that and allowing the heart to relax from the stress related to shelter. This can touch so much how we worry about work and money and location and community. So we don't take it lightly. The precious resource of shelter. But we also don't have to worry about it all the time. And the heart can let go. There is enough. Likewise, clothing, whatever you think about your clothing, whatever the story of clothing, however much you are satisfied or dissatisfied with your clothing situation, you probably have enough to be warm, dry, comfortable. enough. These are the four requisites that monastics ask for from the lay community, and which the lay community recognizes as the basis of material well-being, enough well-being to be able to let go. So to the extent that we have these requisites for an easeful life, gratitude for that, and we can let go. These four imply the whole material realm, everything we think about money and work and place, even how we spend our time. And one other reflection we'll add here is the relational, the community. This is often a place where we feel there isn't enough, or that what's happening is difficult. Just allowing the knowing in the heart that knows the relationships we're in, intimate family, extended family, chosen family, community, neighborhood, movement, workplace, political, heritage, cultural, all of these layers of relationship with all their complexities. Can we feel that what they are in this moment is enough? And we can set them down from the mind, from the heart. We can set down the story of them, what we want, what we don't want, what we fear. Let them be enough. And let the heart rest from the stress of the relational realm. As we sit in silence for the rest of our time, you could continue this reflection, bringing to mind aspects of your life where maybe there's stress or a lot of thinking or habits of wanting, and reflect that what you have already can be enough. And can the heart find how to let go of those stresses? Or you could let that go and just rest with the breath, continuing to connect with the breath in the whole body. And we'll sit in silence together. We'll finish the sitting with a short chanting, the name of Quan Shi Yin Pusa, the Bodhisattva of deep listening, who hears the cries of the world while resting at ease. Namo Quan Shi Yin Pusa. I'll sing a few times around. Sing three times around. So close our sitting. Namo Quan Shi Yin Pusa. 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 Namo Quan Shi Yin Pusa.